grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Another year. Another summer upon us.
Summer of weed.
I tell you what, sure does grow thanks to the sun, John.
Wow, thanks, Sam. That's a really profound statement.
Photosynthesis.
We still haven't figured out how that works. That is interesting.
Do you know much about photosynthesis, Chris?
Oh, geez, is that what we're opening with?
No.
No. Can you say something? Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Is this the spelling bee? P-H-O. Hey, it grows like a weed. That's why they call it that.
Sure does.
And speaking of which, Happy New Year on Montana.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to spell it, I'll say it.
Montana.
Montana.
Yeah.
They named it after the best wine of New Zealand. Might have been the other way around. Recreational cannabis sales going live January the 1st. Legal for adults.
Recreational.
42% of the American population now in legal places where they can just rock up to a shop and buy it.
I had a flick through that article. Medicinal has been legal there for 17 years. And it's taken
a while.
I was about to say, recreational was just like, that's the most out the gate there is. Like, recreational was just for fun. But you're saying medical for 17 years.
We prefer to call it.
Did you say 17 years? Medical?
It's been legal for medicinal purposes for 17 years in Montana. Why did it take so long, Chris?
Montana?
That's probably pretty complex. So sometimes, if the medical law is quite wide, then people don't see the need.
Yeah, true.
It could be a variety of things. Not quite sure on that. I'm going to pass on that.
Okay.
But certainly California was similar in 1996 for their first one. And then it's been legal there about 3 years now. So it did take a long time to take that next step. And that was, I think, one of the things the government here was thinking, perhaps with a referendum. Don't wait too long. Let's just get in there. But maybe it was a bit too soon.
Yeah, it looks like...
Or the medical scheme took too long.
The tagline here is a long time coming for the Montana people. Oof. So obviously they're like, look, medical's been here for ages. We've all been using it medically, and it's in part of our society now. I know such and such, it helped them, blah, 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 blah. And then you have that sort of steamroll situation where they go, okay, let's just make it. You can just do what you want.
That's right. And people start to see...
So 17 years before we legalise it here, is that what we're saying?
Oh, jeez, I hope not. Oh, my goodness.
That's not funny, actually.
Oh, that was a sad thought. Thanks, man. No, surely not.
Right?
Because one of the things that's going to be coming up this year is a review of the sort of partial decrim, the police tolerance, the police discretion.
Oh, right.
That they put in way back in 2018, took effect, I think, 2019.
Oh, yeah, the cops were like, look, year. I don't care what you're doing, government, we're actually going to do this kind of thing.
They've been doing that for a while, even under the previous government. But they put a law through and did it. But we've discussed this on the show a few times. In fact, that one of the issues with it, is that they only applied it in the use and possession clause of the Misuse of Drugs Act. So there's no discretion. What that means that can be applied for growing or baking cookies for your grandma. Or anything that isn't actually use and possession. Whereas before, many police might have thought they had discretion over all of it. But by putting that specific clause just in one part of the act, it actually kind of tells the police, no, your discretion's only over here.
Mm.
You know, so what we've seen is actually a bit of an increase, or certainly a maintaining of the prosecution, of particularly of green fairies and people like that, people growing. And while the police, you know, you're right, they have been a bit of ahead of the curve in that they've stopped the helicopter operations, not happening this summer.
Just
by
a
the way,
quarter
people,
of a million
just
dollars hint, saved right there.
No helicopters. Sweet. Although I did have I'd be interested to know. I had a kind of vague report from out west that there might have been some helicopter activity in the last couple of days.
There
it's
was
just one vague report.
Over Avondale, I'm in Avondale. There was definitely a helicopter cruising for a long time, but I think it's police related.
Yeah, police over urban thing.
Yeah,
that's just every day. I'm talking about when you see the bucket spraying the weed. Because if it's not that, it's not. You're guessing and presuming and reading something into it. But if you see the bucket and they're out there spraying, then let us know. because we believe that ain't happening, and that's certainly what the police are saying. So, and it didn't happen last summer. Haven't heard any reports this summer, but got a very vague one today. So be interested to know if anyone's had, and that was over the last few days apparently. So if anyone saw a big snorkel hanging from the helicopter spraying blue poison, like only if you've seen that. If you've seen that this week,
what does the 1081 look
like?
Let
me know. This is glyphosate Roundup. That's what they spray, and they dye it blue. Yeah. A few years ago, they flew right over my house, and I came out to hear what all the commotion was, and they were hovering right over my head with a spray bucket.
Thirsty,
so,
mate.
So that's the kind of thing they used to do. So be interested to know. I'm picking it's not happening, but give me some reports if it is.
Okay.
What's next? Chris Valley, news-wise.
Boy, well, the next just to slip in there is put some seeds in the ground.
Grow safely, though.
Get into it. Do it safely. Yeah, grow. Yeah, that's what I wanted to segue to, was to grow safely. So this is one of the things about the discretion, is that there was a little house fire somewhere or other. Where was this report? Can you help fill me in?
Was it Dunedin?
Might have been. It's reported on Stuff, and what happened was there's no indication this fire had anything to do with this guy's weed or what he was growing in a wardrobe, but when the fire officers were there and they saw a grow book, and they called the police and got them in. This kind of speaks to this lack of discretion that they often feel they have.
How to grow cannabis, yeah.
Yeah, another reason why reading sucks.
So the guy had about 10 plants, I think, in a little wardrobe thing with some heat lamps and ventilation found inside a tent.
And about two and a half ounces of weed on him.
Yeah, and by the way, police or media, no one grows with a heat lamp. I see this everywhere from newspaper reports to court documents.
Maybe mushrooms.
Heat is your enemy. There's no heat, and you don't want heat in the cannabis growing. They are definitely not heat lamps.
Well, that's a byproduct of the lamp, right?
Yeah, it's not what you want. You're trying to get rid of the heat. So, anyway.
There's new lights now that you don't even really worry about the heat. They've got the LED situation. They're better on the power, I think, as well. And you don't have the heat signature coming off the house. All that good stuff. Keep your head down, guys. That's on the internet. You don't need a book for that. You can just have a little throwaway page on the internet.
I had a quick look, Chris. So this chap was down in Blenheim.
Blenheim. I just saw it there too. Yeah. And so he's been charged and he's pleaded guilty sentencing. So
still just library stuff down there.
Grow safely and indoors. Electrical stuff. Be safe.
Watch what you're reading.
Don't overload.
Don't leave your reading lying around.
Don't leave your grow book out. Yeah.
What sort of trouble would he get in for 10 plants?
Well, 10, that's right 10 on the we limit, actually, isn't it? Yeah, we have a presumption of supply that kicks in at 10 here in New Zealand. And so once you have 10, the police don't have to prove supply. They just lay the charge and it's up to the defendant to prove they weren't doing it. So imagine that for anything. It's actually the only crime.
Paraphernalia comes into it then, doesn't it? Like whether they've got bags.
Well, the whole context of it. But no, it doesn't, because as I say, the police don't have to prove anything. They just lay the charge, and you're presumed to be supplying.
In the name of the Queen.
Yeah, it's weird because there's no other crime that's like this. It's the only one that has this reverse burden, and that's one of the things, in fact, that the Law Commission, way back in 2011, that they recommended, hey, get rid of that, because it actually breaches the Bill of Rights. The Privy Council, in one of the last rulings they did, which is around that time when they covered New Zealand, they drew attention to it and said, hey, this is inconsistent with the Bill of Rights and old common law, and it needs to be revisited.
Bill of Rights? And I feel Labor, like that's something that doesn't get talked about a lot these days.
Yes, yeah. It still exists, apparently. But Labour, when it's back in, they said we're going to do all these things, even at the 2017 election, we can't get into government, we're going to do all these Law Commission recommendations, and so it's time to do it. Get rid of that burden of proof that's there. Just put the burden back on the prosecution like it is for everything else. And the other thing, and this comes back to what I was saying with this thing about the discretion that's being reviewed this year. So what the Law Commission had actually called for, they specifically said discretion's not the way to go.
It's inherently racist, isn't it?
Yes, and it's open to bias and all
human
sorts
error.
Of things.
Human error, up the wazoo.
There you go. So they called for mandatory warnings, saying that the police wouldn't have a choice, that they would have to give a warning, and that's what that means. So mandatory warning. You're caught with a certain amount and you get a warning. There's no kind of choice down to the cop based on what you look like or whatever, right? So,
but just a warning as far as it goes, or mandatory warning?
Yeah, I think they are proposing a fairly small amount, to be honest, and you might want to revisit that. I have a feeling from memory it was something only like 3 grams or something quite small.
Yeah.
But maybe that could be put to where this presumption of supply is right now in the law. In the law right now, it's 10 plants or it's 28 grams or it's 100 marijuana cigarettes. So that's the presumption of supply. So maybe they could just go, right, well, below those levels, it's mandatory warning. Seems pretty easy to me.
marijuana cigarette. One marijuana cigarette is basically what you
love. Marijuana cigarette.
Is that all the cannabis I can fit in a zigzag?
They do not define it.
Right.
I'll just note that newspapers come in pretty big sheets of paper.
Totally.
Have you ever seen a joint rolled in a piece of newspaper, Chris Farley?
Yes. 99 of them.
I've seen a massive Bible.
Now, you sent us through a story about endometriitis.
Yeah, this was a new study that came out this week, I think. And it was interesting because it covered New Zealand patients. And they reckon about 10% of women will have endometriitis at some point.
Yeah, my sister.
Did she say it felt like barbed wires going straight through her gut, like this picture on the internet? John?
I know it was sore, and she did actually try and track down some cannabis.
Well, yeah, so a lot of
did
women,
she, did she
it
ask
turns
you?
Out... Yes.
Did you ask me?
Yes.
What did I say?
No.
Oh, how heartless. Where's your compassion?
He didn't tell me that whole story. He was probably more like, oh, give me some weed, hungry, and I was like, piss off.
Yeah, I can see that.
We were both on skateboards, probably going different directions at the time.
Yeah, yelling at each other. Yeah. So it turns out a very large number, so it's very significant among women, has a very debilitating effect and very painful and often ignored and diminished and you know, not believed and so forth. Turns out a very large number of women with endometriitis are self-administering with illicit cannabis. And so the study that came out of the University of New South Wales covered Australia and New Zealand respondents.
Mm-hmm.
88% of the New Zealand respondents were administering with cannabis illicitly. None of them had been able to access legal medical cannabis. None of them, not a single one.
Because they don't, the doctor's like, no, I don't believe you.
They didn't go into that, but that could be it. It could be costs. It could be you know, barriers to in other ways.
Not all my fault.
Not knowing that they can. There could be a number of things. But yeah, quite shocking, I thought.
They all didn't ask me, by the way. I didn't say no to everyone. Just John.
Just me. Yeah. You said, I'm not your weed dealer, John.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
Well, that's such a high and mighty, hoity-toity thing to say. It makes it more real.
I was shocked,
if you say that, if you say that, it makes it sound like it definitely happened.
It was
like that.
I was shocked.
But I don't think I'd even say
that. I was like, okay, you're advocating very hard for this thing, and then you turn around and say that to me.
Were you trying to buy it off me? Were you just trying to make me give you cannabis? It just sounds like a ruse to get weed.
What a bummer. I was like, this is a total bummer.
Why don't you ask Chris Fowler? He knows people.
Anyway, Chris, what are your predictions for 2022?
Yes, well, that was so that was one of them. Is that the prediction is that this is going to be reviewed, this discretion, and my prediction is that we will all have an opportunity to have our say, and that we will all say these amazing things, starting with pointing to the Law Commission's recommendation of mandatory warnings. Bring it in with some realistic amounts. Look to places like Montana, you know, for these realistic amounts, not these kind of scraps in your pocket kind of thing, because that's not the point. The medical cannabis scheme is going to be reviewed too. This is another cool thing, I think. It's a bit of an opportunity. That's been in effect 2 years now, so or it will have by April the 1st. And so if you think that that's, whoa, where did 2 years go, and you know, what's kind of happened? Have we gone forward? Have we gone backwards, sideways? You know? So, you know, if you know someone who's using it or using it yourself for medical, or that, you know, they're not able to go legal or haven't felt that they're able to afford it or could get it, you know, there'll be an opportunity at some point this year when this scheme is reviewed, you know, to have your say and maybe propose some solutions, perhaps.
I would have been your sister's weed dealer, though, John. I'm not your weed dealer, but...
That could be your submission,
I definitely would have.
Now, Chris, any hemp store news? Obviously, K Road is very sunny this time of year.
It is! It's sweltering up there. And lots of people around, which is good. And, I mean, you know, safely around, I should say. And yeah, no, it's all happening up there on K Road. Come on up and have a bit of yarn. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Any new products in store that you're very excited to see on the shelf?
Oh, you always surprise me with it. It's January, mate. It's very hard. Now, if anything, we have things going missing, customs and bloody courier people, and we get caught up in all that Christmas stuff like everywhere else. So we're waiting on a few things to show up, we do get asked, you know, every day, multiple times a day, people coming in wanting their CBD. And so talk to your doctor. You can come see us and get some advice on how to do it, but we can't actually provide it for you. Mm-hmm. But if you want that to happen, if you want to be able to come into a store and get an over-the-counter formulation, whether that's topical or a low dose or whatever it is, you know, that, again, make your views known so that's put into this review. Mm-hmm. Because certainly that's the way it mostly is overseas, you know, just going into shops and getting balms and tinctures and things like that.
Do you get foreign people walking in and just lighting up in the shop?
I kind of wish, but no.
Because it's obviously the closest thing we've got to like a Dutch situation. You can see the potential there.
There's often a lot of surprise, I've got to say. There's a lot of surprise on people. They feel that we'll be closer to what's going on in America or Europe, and a lot of like, oh, really?
We put the energy out there. We put the energy.
Yeah.
What with the reggae?
Hey, on some slight good news, Zecan, my other business, a medical cannabis company, we got a new license. Happy New Year, they said. Happy New Year, Ministry of Health. Here's a new license, and it's a nursery license. So now I can supply cannabis seeds to people. And this, in, I think, about 50 varieties, but you have to have a license yourself, of course. So my available pool of people is probably about 30.
You're like the cannabis
store. But if you get a license and you need some good cannabis seeds, and they're all the way from Holland, but also some New Zealand ones. We've got the Otupuki Thunder registered with the government here, and or certainly on the license, I shouldn't say. It's not actually registered with them. But that's a bit of good news from Waiheke as well. Oh, the Waiheke Wonderweed.
What is Waiheke Wonderweed?
Oh, haven't you tried that? Come on.
Tell me about it.
Ah, it's a goodie. It's an old school. It might have come from the Coromandel originally, and some Thai sticks perhaps is sort of the purported legend that we were told.
Should have called it Waiheke Wowie.
That's a pretty good one too.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
All right. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.